Welcome back to Style Scoops. Today, we're thrilled to have Liesel van der Westhuizen, the dynamic media personality and founder of the Giraffe Brand Academy. Known for a unique giraffe brand and a career spanning global speaking and personal branding, Liesel has inspired thousands to stand tall in their personal and professional lives. Liesel, welcome to the show. Liesel, your brand, the Giraffe, is so unique and memorable. Can you share how the name came about and how it has influenced your personal and professional identity over the years?
Well, the giraffe is a nickname that a lot of people thought I'd given to myself. But in fact, on page 3 of the Sunday Times newspaper in 2010, a journalist by the name of Craig Jacobs had a photograph of my sister and myself in the paper, and we'd attended some event. And the two of us were in massive high heels and we were already tall as it is. And I imagine these two tall blonde sisters arriving at an event in high heels. And he said, Liesel and her sister Monique towered above everyone else like giraffes. And I remember reading this and I got quite embarrassed by that. And I didn't want my sister, being the older sister, I didn't want her, the younger sister, to see that we were called giraffes. And eventually, after a couple of hours of trying to hide the Sunday Times newspaper from her, I said to her, you know what, you've got to be prepared. They called us the giraffes. And the next minute was just silence. And she went, yes. I went, what? And she said, we have nicknames in the media. We're the Giraffe Sisters. So the Giraffe Sisters stuck, and then the following week, a sports brand sent a jacket, a sports jacket, to each of us, and it had giraffe on the background, on the back of the shirts. And then following week, I checked into a hotel. I was emceeing a conference, and the hotel had welcomed giraffe. So the giraffe just literally spiraled out of something that was meant to be an insult into something really hilarious. And then I've used it as a business tool, and I actually help leaders and entrepreneurs find their voice and find their unique giraffe. I like to use the giraffe lesson to help people tower above their competition and just above everything, and realize it's okay to be unique. It's okay to stand tall, and it's okay to have fun with your personal brand. So really, what is meant to be an insult is now a business.
You've achieved incredible milestones, from global speaking engagements to extreme sports accomplishments. What drives you to pursue such diverse challenges, and how do they tie into your philosophy on personal branding?
Believe it or not, about 12 years ago, I was petrified of public speaking. It was before I started in as a television presenter, and I had to join Toastmasters so I could build up the confidence to speak. And now I look back and I'm speaking on global scales and global stages, talking about personal branding, talking about business coaching, talking about mental fitness in the workplace. And it's just so incredible to be able to tie in everything that I do. I participate in a lot of endurance athletic events, from Ironman all the way through to Doozy Canoe Marathon to swimming from Robben Island. Never the fastest. I'm always the last, and always the last across the finish line. But it's that resilience that has always stood by me. And that's that resilience that I like to coach to my clients and just show them, you know, you don't have to be the fittest or the fastest. You don't have to have the best personal brand to achieve the best success in the workplace. It's just about getting out there and slowly putting yourself out and being seen. And I just love tying, because I speak on global scales and have a lot of international clients, using the giraffe as an analogy is just such a nice, unique way of getting their attention. So I tie Africa back into everything. I tie the giraffe back into everything. And even when I'm out on a cycle, you'll see there's a giraffe mascot on my bike, or my swimming costume is a giraffe print, or there's always a giraffe somewhere on me. And it's such a nice icebreaker, because then people go, oh, what's with the giraffe? And that's how you get the conversation going. Even if I'm out in public, I'll be wearing giraffe earrings or giraffe prints. So I use it and I just have fun with it. And I like to show my clients that you can just have fun with your brand, have fun and enjoy things like participating in sporting challenges, from 5Ks to a marathon, whatever it is, have fun with it.
The Giraffe Brand Academy is all about helping people build sustainable, authentic brands. What are some of the key challenges your clients face when building their brands, and how do you help them overcome these obstacles?
The biggest problem and the biggest stumbling block for clients when it comes to their personal brand is actually just putting themselves out there. Everyone is so afraid of being judged by what they say and what they do on social media that there's been this fear of just putting yourself out there, whether it's a fear of just appearing on camera or a fear of talking to camera or just talking to your clients using your social media platform. So that's such a big fear. The other thing is that people say they're not brands. And it's always my favorite when people say that because I go, everyone's a brand. You just don't realize. You don't need to be Michelle Obama or Kim Kardashian to be a brand. Every business owner has such a unique brand and such a unique story. And people love hearing that story. And the minute I say to clients that I'm working with, put your story out on social media. We don't have to always see your face, but we'd love to hear your story about how you started your business. We'd love to hear how you overcame those struggles to have a successful, world-class company. And the minute you say those are the authentic stories that people want to hear, it makes more sense than just putting your face out on social media. So I always say to clients, look for the story and share the story. It's okay to share your struggles. It's okay to be real. And it's okay to give tips and advice because you never know what business or other business owners or young entrepreneurs or students are out there following you and loving what you're putting out. And that's how you build clients for life. It's about engaging and being real and being authentic to clients and to potential clients and potential customers.
You've spoken extensively about the power of resilience and confidence. What advice would you give to those struggling with self-doubt or fear of public perception when building their brand?
I have been there. I know that fear of putting yourself out on social media. I know that fear of perception of what people are saying. Having been in the media spotlight, it's even more of a spotlight for me where people feel that because you're in the public eye, they can comment and make nasty comments. And I had to eventually build up this resilience to it. And I always say to my clients, remember, if you're putting stuff out there, it's real, authentic stuff about your business or about how you built your business. So you're not going to always cater to everyone, and not everyone's going to like your posts, but you know who your client is. And I always say to my customers and my clients, you know who your ideal customer or your target market is and who you're speaking to. So tailor your post for that. So if your business caters for women 40 plus, make sure your posts speak to that. And that is your ideal target market. So it's about being real. It's about showing up. It's about being authentic, not necessarily about showing up and putting your face out on social media, but just being there and being seen, whether it's behind the scenes, look at what your office looks like or, you packing boxes, or the factory or couriering stuff. So you can have so much fun with your brand. You can have so much fun sharing stories about things that are happening in the office. And just remember that everything you put out there is seen by your potential clients and you can tailor it specifically. So it's about knowing what's going to go out and about planning your social media. And I always say to people, plan ahead. You know what's going to happen in November and December. December's a busy month for clients. Already know now in November what posts you're going to put out, how it's going to get more sales for you, what your big topics of conversation are, and plan ahead. So it's very much like being out in a marathon. You're planning your race, you're planning your events, and it's the same with your social media and with your personal brand.
Thank you so much, Liesl, for sharing your inspiring journey and your valuable expertise on personal branding. Your story is a powerful reminder that our uniqueness is our greatest strength.